Uncle Sam is 64. He's a friend of mine. And though we're not related, my father likes him fine. We see him sometimes Sundays. He takes us to a game when the Yanks are playing Cleveland and the clouds hold back the rain. That's when he's closed. He runs a bar, you know. It's just a small establishment. It's called the Paradise. Bamboo chairs and old glassware make it kinda nice. And when the Paradise is closing, Uncle Sam turns out the lights. When the Paradise is closing for the night, when the Paradise is closing, Uncle Sam turns out the lights. When the Paradise is closing for the night. Now on our side of 7th Street, it's hard to make a dime. The kids there play with bottle caps just to occupy their time. There isn't much to think about, no, not too much at all. And the biggest life decision is who's closest to the wall. Before he opens Saturdays, Sam gives each kid a Coke, and they pay him back with "Thank you, Sam," and the latest 7th Street joke. And when the Paradise is closing, Uncle Sam turns out the lights. When the Paradise is closing for the night, when the Paradise is closing, Uncle Sam turns out the lights. When the Paradise is closing for the night. Now Uncle Sam, he's a stubborn man. He never takes a cab. He only lives two blocks from work, but he can't afford the tab. And besides, he says, for 30 years I've been walking home. So I guess it took him by surprise when they took his change and left him on the walk to lie alone. Uncle Sam turns out the lights, and the Paradise sure closed its doors that night. They found him in the morning, and we thank God he was alive. And I swear we'll go to ball games when I learn how to drive. And the Paradise is closed now, but Sam is still my friend. Though the Paradise won't open up again. When the Paradise is closing, Uncle Sam turned out the lights. When the Paradise was closing for the night, when the Paradise was closing, Uncle Sam turned out the lights. When the Paradise was closing for the night.
Thank you. Thank you, Uncle Sam. Thanks you.